Well, good morning, faculty, family, friends. My name is Valerie, and I am one of the seniors graduating today. On behalf of myself and my fellow graduates, we would like to welcome each and every one of you to Eastern Mennonite University's 2016 Winter Nursing Program. 23 months ago, most of us were strangers, but quickly we bonded and we became a family. We mourned when some of us experienced deaths, celebrated when we had engagements, weddings, and soon-to-be baby, which confirms that we truly have become a family. We have learned how to give injections, make occupied beds, wash our hands properly, and document like pros. No longer will we have stress related to lack of sleep, as evidenced by being a nursing student. We finally made it. And all of you have endured, supported, and encouraged us through 4 semesters, 711 days, 84 clinicals, 8 MPAs, 64 tests, 9 projects and presentations, 71 papers, and 173 pre-class assignments, just to name a few. A dearest thank you to our family and friends. You gave us your shoulders to cry on, your ears for us to lash out at, even though we basically ignored you for 23 months. To our professors, thank you for answering our late night emails and being a consistent supportive presence throughout this program. We have been what most of our professors have described as being a unique group. One that is opinionated, not afraid to be bold, ask questions, and challenge our professors every step of the way. I think we will be known as the class that wasn't afraid to speak up. So thank you for your patience with us. You definitely need it. So now, without further ado, let's let the celebration begin.
Good morning. Our speaker today was chosen by our senior class. Audrey Myers is our EMU nursing professor for pediatrics. She grew up as a missionary kid in Ethiopia in the Philippines. And she and her husband, with their 2 sons, lived in Nairobi, Kenya, a dear place to me. She graduated from Eastern Mennonite College with a major in biology. She then went to the University of Virginia for a second degree in nursing and then her pediatric nurse practitioner master's. Audrey worked as a neonatal intensive care nurse for 7 years and then a critical care infant transport nurse, then as a pediatric nurse practitioner in outpatient clinics for 9 years. Currently, she is studying to get her doctorate in nursing practice at JMU. Audrey says she loves the beach, food, and curling up with a good book. Join me in welcoming Audrey.
Thanks, Katie, for your nice introduction. First off, I want to say congratulations to the December 2016 nursing graduates. We are so proud of you. I need to tell you all what an honor it is to be up here speaking at your pinning. Truth be told, I was slightly terrified about accepting this honor, but decided that with the perfect brand new outfit, 3-inch heels, and fresh haircut, I could dazzle you all with my accessorizing and you wouldn't notice any inadequacies in my speech. Thankfully, I decided against the heels, as the only dazzling potential there would be your witnessing a spectacular fall as I tried to come up the steps. As with all great speeches, I have 3 talking points. And as I considered what it is you need to know to become a nurse, that is besides level 1, 2, and 3, I came up with the following. First, you must know who you are. Second, you must know what you need to do. And finally, you need to know who you can become. So who are you? Well, you are loved. You're loved by God. God provides you all with a rich, unconditional love that you cannot escape. That doesn't mean you'll feel it every day, but it does give you a solid place to stand to understand your worth to the Creator of all things. You're loved by your families. The people here today are proof that you are loved. While you've been toiling away at Kaplan questions and process recordings, they too have sacrificed. They have given you time, probably taken from time with them, to complete your required student responsibilities. They've also listened, sometimes to amazing clinical stories, sometimes to rants on the horrors of nursing school. You have probably diagnosed them with some obscure condition on more than one occasion. It has not been easy, so thank them for their unwavering support of you. You are loved by us. We faculty hold you closely in our hearts. Really, deep down, I think we think of you all as our children. You've all seen those films of mother birds feeding their babies, you know, the ones where they're mercilessly cramming gross worms and insects down their babies' throats. I'm sure at times you must have felt like those baby birds, choked on huge volumes of information that, at times, let's be honest, was gross. Just always remember, we did it because we love you. You are loved. You are excellent. If you Google excellent, what pops up is this: extremely good, outstanding. And if you're wondering, as I'm sure you are, Google references the Oxford American College Dictionary for their definitions. Cite your source. So, extremely good, outstanding. You are not experts. You're not supposed to be. Dr. Patricia Benner is a nursing theorist whose work reflects the stages of clinical competence in nursing. As you came into level one, you were what she calls a novice. You were able to do in the clinical, what you were able to do in the clinical setting was really quite limited, and you had little flexibility in your plan of care. You have now become, according to Benner, advanced beginners. You're able to recognize meaningful trends and themes as you care for your clients. You have the knowledge, and you know, in many instances, how to act upon it. Soon, you will be competent. A little scary that we throw you out there before competence, isn't it? You'll be managing your day with more flexibility and speed at this point, catching trends early. From competent, you can move to proficient, and finally to expert, where you know what needs to be done, and you have an intuition that does not let you down. You're not an expert now. This does not mean you are not excellent. So what does excellence look like in the nursing program? Excellence is showing up on time, which means early, for every clinical, even the ones an hour away. Excellence is persisting at the patient's door, knocking, waiting for an answer, and upon discovering the door is locked, immediately calling for your clinical instructor's assistance, even though that locked door was the closet next to the patient's room. The process was excellent. Excellence is choosing the best right answer. Excellence is trying over and over and over again to meet your assigned family, even when they do not keep to the schedule that they suggested. Excellence is providing caring leadership to the Student Nursing Association, spending hours on community building blood drives, and promoting EMU with clothing drives. Excellence is pulling together for that capstone project and performing in an articulate and professional manner. Excellence is remembering your ID badge and stethoscope every single time you were required to have them. Excellence is helping your fellow student with the less glamorous nursing procedures without complaint or wavering. And excellence is giving back the dinosaur. You are excellent. You are nurses. Again, I went to Google to see what they have to say. Nursing is a profession within the healthcare sector focused on care of individuals, families, and communities so that they may attain, maintain, or recover optimal health and quality of life. Not bad for a Google definition. As a nurse, you have high standards to live up to. In December 2015, the American Nurses Association reported that for the 14th straight year, the Gallup poll has ranked nurses as the most honest and ethical profession. And in 2015, we came in 17 percentage points higher than any other profession. You are nurses. Now that you know who you are, we must discuss what you must do. As a new nurse, you must lean heavily on your faith. Take the teachings with you that you've gotten on the Sacred Covenant model. Reflect occasionally on the approaches to caring that are outlined in that model, on the nurse's relationships with individuals, families, and communities. Today in the healthcare arena, we hear a lot, perhaps at times too much, about patient satisfaction. We expect our EMU nurses to redefine patient satisfaction as an outcome of practicing in the ethic of the Sacred Covenant. You must hold tight to your peers. Look around you. These people have journeyed with you through some really rigorous times. They are on the same trajectory as you in their nursing career. They get you. Feed that relationship. Stay in contact. Support each other. And finally, you must find mentors. What do I mean by a mentor? Let's ask Google again. An experienced and trusted advisor, confidant, counselor. Pick your mentor wisely. Note the important words in that definition. Experienced, someone who can help you. Trusted, someone who will help you and look out for the best for you. Confidant, someone you can vent to safely. And counselor, someone to get you back on the rails after you've vented. Why do I say you must do these things? Well, you will have bad days. You will have soul-achingly, bone-wrenchingly, tear-stained bad days. Seek God for solace, your peers for comfort, and your mentors for wisdom. You will have long days. Days where 12 hours feel like 17 and sometimes are 17 hours long. Seek God for strength, peers for rest times, and mentors for staying power hints. You will have exciting days, days where you forget to eat and the hours fly by, and at the end of the day, all you can say is, I rocked that shift. Thank God for adrenaline, peers for listening, and thank your mentors for the help they've given you. You will have good days. Days with heart bursting, catch your breath, tears of joy, good days. Just face it now, you're a nurse. You will cry a lot. In fact, nursing school has probably given you some practice with this. Thank God for joy. Call your peers to celebrate and let your mentor share in your success story. Finally, I want you to know who you can become. You can become the experts you so long to be right now. Give it time. Give it dedication. You will get there. Learning never stops in nursing. You can become the peers that will drop everything except your next shift to comfort, celebrate, or listen, all within HIPAA regulations, to the stories of those with whom you shared this journey. You can become mentors to those who come after you. Never forget that feeling of your first shift, your first solo shift, and your first code. Those who remember become the best mentors to those who have yet to face those days. So back to my dazzling outfit. Clearly today I'm not out to dazzle with this. But as I prepared for this speech and reflected on its meaning, it came to me that this is your day to shine. You have dazzled us and proven that indeed you are excellent. So this morning I went to my closet, pulled out my tried and true black sweater, and am now prepared to let you shine. It's time to leave the nest. You are well fed and ready to fly. You are ready to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God as you begin your career as a nurse. Thank you.
We'll now begin the pinning process of the ceremony, and I have a brief history on the pinning ceremony. So the history behind the nursing pinning ceremony can actually be traced back to the Crusades of the 12th century, when a group of knights tended to and cared for the injured and suffering crusaders. When new monks were brought into the Knights Order, they decided to continue helping sick soldiers and held a ceremony where each monk was given a Maltese cross that they wore on their arm. Fast forward to the 1860s, when Florence Nightingale was honored with the Red Cross of St. George for her selfless efforts to injured men during the Crimean War. Because she believed in acknowledging a job well done, she presented a Medal of Excellence to her hardest working nursing graduates. However, by 1916, it became standard in the United States to no longer award only a few nurses with a Medal of Excellence, but instead all nursing graduates with a pin during a special ceremony. The pin was provided by the Hospital School of Nursing to the students to identify them as nurses and to act as proof of their education. Family members, you who are coming to the stage to pin a loved one, when you see this, your loved one rise, please come to the side of the stage with them. I'll be reading some thoughts provided by each graduate as they're being pinned. So these are in the words of the graduates themselves. McKenna Grace Carter. McKenna is being pinned by her parents, Scott and Lisa Carter, with a traditional EMU nursing pin. Upon graduation, she will be working at Augusta Health on the birthing suite unit. McKenna would first like to start by thanking God for the constant blessings he provided throughout this long, strenuous journey. He provided me with a family who has taught me love, kindness, and the determination it takes to achieve my dreams. Mom and Dad, I first thank you for not making me move out of the house when I started this college thing. The love, support, and encouragement I get to come home to is exactly what I need every day. It's true, there is no place like home. You two never once expressed doubt in me, and I truly believe if it was not for you, I would not be standing here getting pinned today. Both of you have provided me with way more than I deserve, and I will never be able to repay you. While I close this chapter in my life and soon open another, never forget that I will always be your little princess, and I love you bigger than the sky times infinity. Bryce, you really are the best brother ever. Throughout this stressful time, you continuously made me laugh, and I've loved watching you complete and achieve big accomplishments your senior year of high school, while all while getting into the college of your dreams. Don't blink. This will soon be you, but promise never to forget your big sister. Austin, you have closely stood by me during these 3.5 years. I couldn't have chosen a better man who continues to work hard, all while finding time to spend with me, listening to me complain, and most importantly, loving me unconditionally. I can't wait to marry you in 5 short months and begin a brand new adventure together. I love you very much, and always remember, you will forever be my hero. To my grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins, thank you for always believing and supporting me. Such thoughtfulness means the world to me. Aside from family, I would like to thank the friends that I've made during this journey. You guys have seen me at my weakest and my strongest. Lucky you. I will never forget the fun we had together, and I thank you for catching me when I fall and picking me right back up. Good luck on your future endeavors. I will forever cherish the memories we made together. Becky Lee Clifton. Becky is being pinned by her parents, Bill and Betty Clifton, with a traditional EMU nursing pin. Upon graduation, she will prepare to take NCLEX before leaving for a 3-month trip to Greece. I told her she has to take me with her. Then she will begin her career as a nurse. She would like to thank her family for the continual encouragement and love they have shown throughout nursing school. Through their unwavering support, she has been able to become the nurse she wants to be. Her parents have shown her how to be a servant of God by listening and trusting his words. My parents are inspiring Christian role models, and because of them, I want to work hard at showing God through my care to my patients. I also want to thank those who are here to support me. Each of you play a big role in my success. Thank you for each of you for the encouragement, prayers throughout these years. I would not be where I am today without all of you and my family. Also, thank you to my nursing friends for venting with me, encouraging me, and pushing me through nursing school. I love you all. You guys are the best. Glenda Marie Hummel. Glenda is being pinned by her husband, AJ Hummel, 2 daughters, Alicia Largent and Samantha Strotterman, and son Brody Hummel. She is being pinned with a traditional EMU nursing pin. Upon graduation, she will be working at Sentara Rockingham Memorial Hospital on the Family Birthplace Unit. She would like to start by thanking God for the family that he bestowed to me, the opportunity to fulfill my dream. I am so grateful for the many titles I carry in life, such as wife, mother, yaya, and now registered nurse. Thank you to my wonderful husband, AJ, 3 amazing children, Alicia, Samantha, and Brody, 2 great son-in-laws, Aaron and Adam, and 2 adorable granddaughters, Brinley J and Kaylee Jo. You have encouraged me when I wanted to quit. You wiped my tears when all I could do was cry, and have sacrificed so much so that I could achieve this dream. I love you all. Please remember, you, my family, will always be my greatest accomplishment. To my coworkers who have been beside me the entire ride, the support and encouragement I continuously received from you means more to me than words can describe. Lastly, to my classmates, thanks for keeping me on task by reminding me of every assignment due date and for making me feel like part of the group, even though I could have been your mom. I could never have done this without you. Molly Larson Kirby. Molly is being pinned by her parents, Marshall and Lisa Kirby, with a traditional EMU nursing pin. She will be moving to Roanoke, Virginia, with her fiancé, Brenton, to begin her work as a new graduate RN in the cardio-surgical intensive care unit at Carilion Roanoke Memorial Hospital. After gaining experience in this setting, she plans to apply to Virginia Commonwealth University's Doctorate in Nursing Practice program to become a certified registered nurse anesthetist. She would like to thank her parents, siblings, and wonderful fiancé for the continued love, support, and encouragement throughout her nursing school experience.
Is that all?
That's all. She wrote it.
Sorry, guys.
Lauren Carter May. Lauren is being pinned by her parents, Nelson and Heather Carter, and her husband, Caleb May. She is being pinned with her mom's nursing pin. Upon graduation, she will work in labor and delivery at Augusta Health. How do I begin to thank everyone who has prepared me to stand here today? You have loved and supported me every step of the way. I first want to thank my parents for raising me in the love of Christ and for being the example I want for my future. From starting my prerequisite class in high school to completing nursing school, you made sure that everything was in place, finances, housing, gas, and books. I will always treasure your prayers on test days, phone calls, and home-cooked meals. Mom, you are the nurse I want to be. You are the selfless, compassionate, and uplifting leader that clients and coworkers find comfort in. Dad, you have led our family in such an influential way that has shaped me to be confident and to seek God in making big decisions. You're the ultimate fix-it man, always willing to help on the spot, from making sure my oil is changed to changing my watch battery. This past year has been filled with life events of buying a house, getting married, and graduating. Grace and Philip, thank you for sharing your time with me and for being joyful through it all. To my husband, Caleb, you have been supportive from the beginning, and we have finally made it. Our conversation and dreams for the future have finally turned into reality. You have persevered through the late nights of studying, procrastination, complaining, and unexplained tears. I am so thankful for everything you do for us and how you've supported us on your income as newlyweds. I promise to work on my cooking skills now that school is finished. I would also like to recognize my sweet friends who have become more than just school friends, but friends for life. While it is often hard for people outside of nursing to truly understand our lifestyle, each of you get it. We have built a lifelong bond that will remain strong even as we take our own paths in nursing. You all, as my family, friends, and teachers, have contributed so much, and today you are graduating with me. Congratulations. May we rejoice in excitement for this day and reflect on this precious step in my life. Ultimately, I want to thank God for his abundant love and sovereignty in my life. I will continue to serve him all the days of my life and pray for his guidance as I begin my career as a nurse. Jennifer Little McDaniel. Jennifer is being pinned by her husband, Travis McDaniel, with a traditional EMU nursing pin. Upon graduation, she will be working at Sentara Rockingham Memorial Hospital on the Family Birthplace Unit. She would like to thank her husband, Travis. Travis, thank you for loving, supporting, and being patient with me throughout my many years of schooling. You have been my rock who kept on giving when sometimes I wasn't able to give myself. You loved me and helped me through many tough and stressful nights of studying and assignments. You have been my biggest cheerleader and encourager. Our expanding family has been such a positive experience and another motivator that encouraged me to do my best. Each little kick from Lily reminds me of the love we share and have for her. Thanks to my parents and sister who've lent a listening ear and provided love and encouraging words. You have inspired me to challenge myself and reach my full potential academically. Thanks to all my family and friends for support, encouragement, and dealing with my non-existence over the past four semesters. There were many times I felt discouraged and thought about quitting, but with the love of friends and family, I made it and am now standing here on this stage. I am grateful to my instructors who are knowledgeable, patient, loving, and kind. I've been blessed to have amazing classmates who have felt like family for the past 2 years. God has guided me every step of the way with his grace and love. Without my family and friends, I would not have been successful in my dream of becoming a registered nurse with a Bachelor's of Science in nursing. Katie Lynn Miller. Katie is being pinned by her parents, Kevin and Dawn Miller, with a traditional EMU nursing pin. She is also being pinned by her grandmother, Sandra Rohr, who passes down her own nursing pin from her career as a nurse. Upon graduation, she will be working at the University of Virginia in the Surgical Trauma and Burn Intensive Care Unit. First and foremost, she would like to give praise to God as he was forever faithful. God truly taught her the importance of patience, forgiveness, and power of prayer. She would also like to thank all of her friends and family who have supported her throughout the past several years during all the stress and time I couldn't spend with you, but especially her parents. Mom and Dad, thank you for not letting me quit, even when I really wanted to. Thank you for pushing me and always encouraging me to look to the Lord for my strength. Whether it was from stress or total sleep deprivation, you were always there to listen to me and show me the grace I needed, yet didn't always deserve. I truly could not have gotten through nursing school without your love and support, and I will forever be in debt to you for that. Thank you for helping me find my passion, stay true to my beliefs, and showing me what it truly means to care for someone. I promise to spread the love you have shown me to others as I start my career as a nurse, to patients who are having some of the worst days of their lives. I love you. Valerie Lynn Rotifer. Valerie is being pinned by her husband, Paul, and her four daughters, Selena, Christine, Chloe, and Cindy, and her grandson, Cashton, with a traditional EMU nursing pin. Upon graduation, she will be working at Winchester Medical Center in the emergency department. She would like to thank her God for his love, mercy, and grace. He has had his hand on me and my family and has been leading every step of the way. To her husband and daughters, for all your love and support, truly you are the ones that deserve a pin. For all the times I have been a little spicy from sleep deprivation and stress and would yell, "Be quiet so I can study." Also to my first patient, my granddaddy Jack, my inspiration and hero. He always told me to follow my dreams, but passed before he could see that happen. This is for you, granddaddy. To all my friends and family for being understanding during the years of non-existent social life. Without you, I never would have been able to fulfill my dream of becoming a registered nurse. Lastly, to my nursing family, the memories we have and the bond we share is irreplaceable. You will forever be in my heart. Junie Sirich Sanchez. Junie is being pinned by her grandparents, Carol and Vern Sirich, with a traditional EMU nursing pin. Upon graduation, she will be working at Augusta Medical Center on the Progressive Care Unit. She would like to extend many thanks to her family, who have been the solid foundation of love and support that gave her the drive and motivation to pursue nursing passionately and wholeheartedly. She would like to thank her cross-country and track and field teammates who provided her with constant laughter and support during nursing school. She would also like to thank her coaches and professors who worked together and made it possible for her to be a collegiate student athlete every season. And she would like to thank Zach, who taught her to say no to being involved in everything when she already didn't have time, and for also being a solid rock of support. Joy Showalter Slavin. Joy is being pinned by her husband, Marshall Slavin, and her parents, Ronald and Sherry Showalter, with a nursing pin that was her grandmother Twyla Showalter's from her graduation from the RMH class of nurses in 1959. Upon graduation, she will be working at Sentara Rockingham Memorial Hospital on the Family Birthplace Unit. First of all, I would like to give thanks to God for guiding me through this journey and giving me the strength and wisdom to push through. I would like to thank Mom for all of your love and friendship, not just in nursing school, but through life. You're my best friend. Dad, thank you for always pushing me to do the best I can and letting me help on the farm for much-needed breaks from schoolwork. I'll always be your little girl. Marshall, thank you for letting me complain to you, for helping me around the house, and for loving me through all the stress I have brought home. To all my siblings, Tyler, Savannah, Morgan, and Madison, Thanks for understanding my crazy busy life and supporting me through it all. Also, a huge thank you to all my extended family for your love and encouragement. And lastly, to all my classmates, you're the best. I could not have done this without all of you, and I will never forget all our memories we have made. Joseph William Spriggs. Joe is being pinned by his parents, Peggy and Russell Spriggs, with a traditional EMU nursing pin. Upon graduation, he will apply for jobs in Roanoke, Richmond, and Norfolk in hopes to work as an emergency department, neonatal intensive care, or pediatric nurse. He would like to thank his family, parents, brothers, aunts, uncles, and cousins, and his friends, Austin and girlfriend Kaylee. Lastly, he would like to thank the EMU nursing department staff and his 10 moms who kept him straight during the last 2 years as they worked through nursing school together. We'll now have a candle lighting ceremony, and to provide a brief history of that, in the days of Florence Nightingale, the flame of the candle was used to light her way as she made her rounds to the sick. To the injured, her visits brought feelings of comfort and friendliness. The bright flame has come to symbolize knowledge, enlightenment, experience, and hope. Florence Nightingale is pictured as the lady with the lamp, the ministering angel to distressed soldiers of the Crimean War. She did, in fact, walk the wards alone at night, carrying her Turkish lantern, consoling them in their deepest distress. I'll now lead you in reciting a modern version of the Nightingale Pledge. I pledge myself here before my God and in the presence of this assembly to practice my profession with integrity. I will endeavor to maintain and elevate the standard of nursing, both as a science and an art. I wholeheartedly recognize the importance of high standards of care and of personal accountability. I devote myself to the healing, protection, and welfare of those committed to my care. I accept the duty to work for the improvement of health in the communities in which I live and work. I will hold in confidence all personal matters committed to my keeping and will respect the privacy of medical information. I will act with compassion in ethical manners. I will not knowingly administer or consume any harmful substance. I commit to interdisciplinary collaboration and lifelong learning. I fully acknowledge the seriousness of the responsibility that I accept in my calling and the significance of this pledge that I take today. I will lead in a prayer, and then Glenda will provide a closing summary. Our loving and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of celebration of accomplishments. We thank you for the lives of each of these graduates, the gifts that they bring, their potential. We thank you for the love and the nurture and the support of family and friends who have made this day possible. We ask that you allow them to show your love in every circumstance that they are placed in a world that's desperate for that love. We ask that you fill them with your living water when they are tired and discouraged, that they are renewed and refreshed. Provide us with your continued guidance and blessing. In the name of Christ, your Son. Amen.
On behalf of myself and my fellow classmates, I would like to thank each of you for attending our pinning ceremony. As we have mentioned, our family and friends have contributed greatly to the success of completing our nursing education. To our professors,
We would like to thank you for your continuous encouragement, support, and patience. Your expertise in the classroom and in clinicals have given us the foundation to proceed with confidence into the professional practice of nursing. Lastly, to my peers, we did it. I did it because you did it. I feel both humbled and blessed to have shared this journey with each of you. And as we leave this campus today, I know regardless of the paths that we are taking, we will forever be bonded together. I have no doubt you will all be excellent nurses, making a positive impact on the clients that you will serve. Stay true to yourself and the values that EMU has instilled in your heart, and never lose your faith. At the conclusion of this, we would like for you to join us in the commons for some cake. Thank you for coming.